Harei Shamayim Va'aretz, Revolvi Simcha, right? This is the fourth shir. Harei Shamayim Va'aretz, heaven and earth, mitzvah v'Torah, the mitzvahs and the Torah, right? The commandments and the learning of Torah. Va'avodat Beit HaMikdash, and the serving in the Beit HaMikdash. Kol makom, all places, sheyesh bo itachdut, becoming one, the zivug and connection, yesh sham simcha, the simcha. This is a repetition of what we said before. The Pashutu is very simple. All these places have zivug, have connection. The word mitzvah means savta, accompanying Kodesh Baruch Hu, connecting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Torah, obviously, you're learning His will, that's also connection. And I've heard Mitzvah Mikdash, that's a place where Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world in some sort of physical form. Not a physical form, but it's a spiritual form connected to the physical world. Right? Those are all forms of oneness and connection. The Poshutu, and it's very simple. Kikol hasmachot, all those joys, I don't know if that joy is a word, but that's what we're translating for. Ha'elu, einon ba'ot mimele, they don't happen in of themselves. Unlike Gashmias,
Hari?
Yeah, mimele. Ki ein itachdut, there's no oneness with kashut and connection bli das. That means, real simcha cannot be without das. Now we have to explain what das means. That means eating schnitzel is not simcha. I'm happy. All the pleasures in this world do not require das. I mean, if you ate schnitzel, theoretically, you know, you were intravened schnitzel, you wouldn't have a lot of simcha. Right, so I mean, it's true that there's a little bit of das in eating schnitzel because you look at it, you say, you put it in your mouth, your taste buds feel it, and it goes, right? So there's a little bit of das, but that's not a lot. So it means there's not a lot of simcha there.
Knowing
that you're eating a piece of schnitzel. If someone shoved the piece of schnitzel down your mouth, you probably wouldn't have so much joy from it. So now he's saying a very important thing. The real simcha comes with das. It's not something that happens automatically, i.e. it requires work. So that means work means das. If it's not memela, it's something you have to do. It means something you have to overcome something. So it means das, and we just spoke about this before in the previous shiurim, das is the ability to overcome difficulties in a creative way. In other words, connect our higher self to our lower self. And there's always difficulties in the way of connecting our higher self to our lower self. I am bringing the higher parts of us, i.e. our soul, into expression into our physical body. That's what das is. That's why the first time you see in the Torah, Ve'yadat chava ishto, the connection of man to a woman means the ability of man to be creative in going through difficulties, nigudim, that's a woman's fault, nigudim, as a connector, nigudim, difficulties in expressing himself, and that expression is in the woman, that's what her function is. We're talking about the concept, we're not talking about the physical woman, that's not only she is, right? The concept of a female, and that's what das is, right? We spoke about it before, I'm just going over it. So that's what he's saying, that means simcha comes from those difficulties in life. Das comes. The more obstacles a person overcomes in his life, the greater is going to be his das. If you have an easy life, you have less das. If you have a hard life, you don't overcome them, you have less das. If you have a hard life and you overcome those difficulties in your life, and everyone has a hard life. You know why? Because everyone has a goof. Everyone has a physical body. Everyone has a Yetzer Sahara. If you work on your life, and you work to become a tzaddik, you have 120 years to do it, right? Might as well start now, right? Because when you're young, you have more strength. You will have das. And everyone has to get to his optimal level of das. That's a very, very important statement. Yeah. V'lachein, ne'ma b'tochacha. It says in the tochacha, in the rebuke. B'kitavo, in the parasha of kitavo. Right, tachat asher lo avadat Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tov levav mirov kol. you get the rebuke, you get all these chas v'shalom, sonayim shel Yisrael, get all these curses, right? All these bad things happen to them because they didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, in joy, b'tov levav, and with a good heart, mirov kol, says Rabbi Rabbi, from a lot of everything. Avarta et oivecha, therefore you will serve your enemies, b'ra'av, without anything. That's a very big statement. You didn't serve a Kodesh Baruch with simcha from all that you have. You're going to serve your enemies, with a lack of everything. That's a very, very big onish. That's a very, very big punishment. Why? Okay, we have to understand that. Mimele, he says, right? So it says, Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, b'chosakol, without anything, bli das, without das. That's a Gemara Nedarim, Mem Aleph Amad Aleph. Mimele, mirov kol, with a lot of everything, hu mirov das, with a lot of das. So he's bringing you a proof that you need das to have simcha. Ach simcha shel das, the simcha of das, we explained what simcha das is before, das is the ability to express your inner pnimi self, your soul, in your physical, that has to have, again, has to have nigudim, difficulties. Lo tavo memela, without das, simcha doesn't happen in of itself. V'tzvichim etlamed ketzed lagia le'a v'zeach eli. And now we have to work out how we get that. But now, we have to understand something. How is it that if we don't serve Hashem with simcha, i.e. with das, the punishment is we serve our enemies without das? That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? How does that doesn't make sense. Because you didn't serve Hashem with simcha, you did all the mitzvahs, means you were learning, you're getting up for shachris, you did all the mitzvahs, you did gemulat chasadim, everything. Just had a sour face. That's it. Because of that, you're going to now serve your enemies without das? Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu without das, without simcha. If I do something without joy, without simcha, without, then I'm not really connecting to it. I don't really want it. I'm doing it because I have to do it. You know, someone gets married, he has a wife. He buys her flowers. He buys her chocolates. He takes her out. He speaks nicely to her. He does all the things he's supposed to. She doesn't feel he loves her. Why doesn't she feel he loves her? Because he doesn't. He does all the things that are written. He went to all the vadim. He did all the things. He never argues with her. He's a perfect husband. But he doesn't love her. He keeps all the Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't respect her. He doesn't love her. He's not into it. Like, you know, like a machine who does everything according to the thing. And she doesn't feel that love. They'll get divorced. She doesn't want that. Right? The same way, the opposite. If the wife did that to the husband, but there's no love, there's no connection. That's what it means to do mitzvahs without simcha. It means I don't feel connected. It's not something I really want to do. When we eat a piece of schnitzel, we really want to do it. Today's Wednesday, schnitzel day, right? We enjoy that piece of schnitzel. No one had to tell us, go enjoy a schnitzel, force yourself to enjoy it. Let's have vadim on how to enjoy a piece of schnitzel, right? No one tells us that one, right? I enjoy a piece of schnitzel. Memela, it's not a lot of simcha there, but he went away now, he forgot about it, right? But next Wednesday, right? But seriously, when you're connecting with your Creator without das, without the earnest yearning to connect, and that's what this is all about. If when we're connecting, we really want to connect, we're doing this because we want to be close to Him, not because we're going through the, you know, I'm Haredi now, I wear the black keep the velvet, it's velvet, right? And, you know, the white and the grey, or dark grey if you're a little bit modern Haredi, right? You know, you got the idea, the blue, no blue shirts, Haredi, no blue shirts, right? Chas v'shalom, right? I'm Haredi now.
But where's the pinyus of that? If you're Haredi just in dress, that's easy to do. But if you're not Haredi, but you want a connection with your Creator, you're missing it. And He doesn't want that. If you have that relationship with your Creator, He wants a divorce. Go serve your Oyvim. That's serve them that way. When you serve your Oyvim, well, because you're not serving Him. You're not connecting to Him. He doesn't need that service. Now when you go and serve your Oyvim, the people who are your enemies, maybe you come to realization, right, how good it was to be with, right? Maybe sometimes it happens. Sometimes you have people who are living together and they don't connect. You separate them and then they begin to realize what they're missing, and then they'll have a desire to connect. And when they have a desire to connect, now they'll do all those things properly, but with a desire. You understand? That's what it's teaching us here. It's not an onish. It's not an onish like a punishment, such a great... It's a way of getting you to that reality of what you really have. And when you miss it, then you now desire it. You know? Everyone takes their wives for granted. No, we're men. We take our wives for granted. You know when you don't take your wife for granted? When she gave birth. And she's in the Beit Hachlama, you know, the hospital where they keep the wives with a little child for a few, you know, like a week or whatever. If you have lots of kids. And then you're coming home in the afternoon and you're dealing with all the kids. And, like, your wife, she's built for that, right? I mean, she can do it. She can, like, cook her thing, have the phone on, have the kid pulling over here. They're playing ball and maybe they're going to get it on the chandelier or whatever, right? And you're over there and you're saying, I can only do one thing at a time, right? Like, I'm making food now. Leave me alone.
That's men.
Like, I'm concentrating on making food. And, like, what do you know how to make? Eggs and chips? Okay, everyone likes that for one day. But, like, eggs and chips. 2 days? 3 days? Like, sausages and chips. Everything with chips, you know this, right? Or potatoes. Maybe you can make potatoes. You're very good, right? And usually the potatoes will turn out to be very bland because you don't want to put sort of, like, the onions in. Like, you don't have to deal with those sort of things, right? So it's basically, right, and that's it's easy. Then, phew, she's coming home tomorrow. Right? And as soon as she comes home, now the house has some sort of form. And, you know, there's still a baby there that she's looking after. You still have to do a little bit more, but the relief is there. You understand? That separation causes you the appreciation. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rimea says, if you want your relationship with your wife to be like the wedding day, keep the laws of purity. Then always the time that you're connecting will be like your wedding day. So you're saying, separate. Nida means to separate. That's the word nida. To be nadui, right? Means to be separated. The separation causes appreciation of being together. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says, why do we have Masechet Gittin before Masechet Kedushin? Because it teaches you the refuah, the healing, before the makkah, before the, like, the hurting, right? Before the pouch, right? Hello? Everyone likes going if you're looking here. Everyone's looking for a wife. No one's looking to get punched. So what's it talking about? Kiddushin's a punch. Or it's like a being hurt. No one considers it being hurt. And Gittin is a solution of a punch. No one wants that solution. No one wants to get divorced. So the Gemara, what's the Gemara talking about? It's the same word. It's the same concept. If you know that there can be separation, right? Then that separation can make the curable. If you're not appreciating something, you separate it from it, then you feel what you're missing, and then that makes you desire and want it. You don't eat for a day, you're fasting, you appreciate food. You're ill in bed for a day, you appreciate your health. Everyone makes Birkas HaShachar the next day great. Everyone appreciates his nose after a cold, right? He can taste food again. His head's not blocked, right? Separation makes us appreciate those things we have. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it's teaching you here. And it's very true in the world of Gashmis. It's also very true. If you eat good food, everyone likes chocolate, right? Well, I do. I give you chocolate for a whole day to eat, right? Yeah, like not Gashmak anymore. You know, even the best Swiss chocolate, you give you all the varieties, no food, no nothing, just the best Swiss chocolate. You're good at it, don't worry, right? And we'll give it to you eating the whole day. Yeah, like, forget it. One day, you already want something different. You can have cocoa, chocolate, with real chocolate. You can have the whole works. You can have the cream as well, the whole works. You can have all forms. It has to be chocolate. Everything you drink. We'll give you water as well. We won't be so bad on you. But if we didn't give you water, you wouldn't... That's it. You'd be finishing it. Even breathing. You hold your breath for a minute, and then you breathe again. It's great. Great to breathe. We forget about the simple things in life. Separation gives appreciation. You understand? So that's what's happening here in the Tochachot. It's the same thing, it's the same concept. Sometimes we forget about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. The land He gave us, the connection He gave us, the Beis HaMikdash He gave us. The separation from these things makes us to appreciate. If you separate too long, though, you might forget what you have. That's our problem. We separated so much in this galus, we don't know what it looks like at Beis HaMikdash. So that's why we have a special chag called Tisha B'Av. It's a chag. And we have 3 weeks to remind us of that lack and that separation. And really, it's a separation from ourselves. That's the biggest separation. The separation from who we really are. When we realize who we really are and how to express ourselves, and when we do express ourselves, because we're mostly separated from ourselves, so when we do express ourselves, we feel great. That's what it's all about. With me? Okay, Vad Rishon. We're starting now the Vad Rishon. Reb Chaim Vital Mevaeh explains Beshari Kedush is one of his svarim. At Arba Yesodot, the four foundations. Now this we're going to develop quite a bit. We'll probably have to do this the next year. Shebehem Tzuyot Kol Amidot. And this is dependent all the midas, all the characteristics of a person. Hayesod HaElyon Hu Yesod HaEish. The first foundation is the foundation of Eish, of fire. Right? Mimenu Baim, from this comes Gava Vakas, arrogance and anger. That's a bad side. In psychology books, they would call this what's called power. Power, right? Without an engine, this gives power. Any combustion gives power. Any form of combustion, that's Eish. Eish is what gives power to a person, gives drive. So, like, the good thing of Eish is drive, power, empowering of self, empowering of other people. That's a good form of Eish. The bad form of Eish is anger and arrogance. That's power over others. Because if you don't have power over others, you get angry, or you feel that you should have power over your Balgaiva. Power over self and empowering of self or others, that's a good form of power. That's Eish. Right? Hayesod Hasheni Hu Ruach. That's Ruach, spirit. Right? The Simanav and the bad forms of it. Right, and simanav, it's bad things that come out from ruach. It's sicha b'teila, like speech without reason, v'asura, and that which is asa, which is lashon hara, ruach, because ruach malala means speech. Onkelos explains ruach malala. We said nefesh chaya, so Onkelos explains it's ruach malala, the ability, spirit, speech. Spirit is associated with speech. In modern psychology, they might call ruach independence and what is the other one they call it? Freedom and independence. So freedom and independence, like ruach, it's very free. There's nothing magavil ruach. You can't have ruach in a closed box. Or ruach, it's not wind. Yeah.
If you put air in a closed box, it's no longer wind. It has to be free, right? So you say it's free as the wind, or something like that, the spirit of the wind, right? So, and also that speech. Speech is nothing you hold in. It goes. It gets transmitted through air as well, right? So it's, yeah. So speech. Speech is an expression of self. That's the freedom of a person, the ability to express himself in a free way, in his own way, comes through speech. That's his individuality, comes through speech. That's the freedom, that's the independence, right? That's the concept. So independence and freedom are good things, right? But if you're too free, without any gvulot, without any barriers, you come to do averis. That's why speech, can, if you're too free, you don't have gdarim, you don't have any boundaries, so you'll speeches which have no boundaries, which are just speech for the sake of speaking, or speech which is awesome. But speech with boundaries is a good thing. Freedom with boundaries is a good thing. Freedom just without doing anything is not freedom. Real freedom is you're meshubed, you're a slave to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What do you mean slave? It means you're free in your choice to do His will. That gives you real freedom. The ability to nullify that freedom to something higher than you is real freedom. Because otherwise you're not free. You're freedom, which you think is freedom, to do whatever you want. You know, like they're selling Coca-Cola. Now they can't sell Coca-Cola as a, you know, as eat healthy, right? It doesn't work. So how do they get rid of the bad of Coca-Cola? They say, feel good, do whatever you want. What do you mean feel good, do whatever you want? They're trying to tell you, like, feel good, forget about that it has all this bad stuff in it, right?
Yeah.
How to get you to not feel you're eating. Feel good, do whatever you want. That means don't eat healthy food. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you feel, makes you feel good. If you do whatever feels good, of course you're going to have Coca-Cola. You're not going to think it tastes good. So just have things which taste good, which aren't good for you. So that means freedom, that's not real freedom. That's your taking your desires and subjecting yourself to your desires. That's not real freedom. Real freedom is when I subject myself to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it has to be subjugation, because freedom without boundaries is always bad. It does. When I say you subjugate yourself to God, it doesn't mean you negate your physical. It means you use your physical to enhance your spiritual. That's the real freedom we're talking about. That's why it says, when only when we receive the Torah, Chayrus al Luchos, means freedom was written on the Luchos. Before that, we weren't free. Before Matan Torah, we weren't free in the real sense. We were slaves to Paro. We were slaves to our physical desires. Only when we received the Torah took those physical desires and sublimated it to servitude to God, then we became free of our physicality. And we were now able to use our physicality to be in servitude to God. That's real freedom. Okay? A free person is a person who makes his decisions. That means your mind, your soul, your consciousness is making your decisions. Your not decisions aren't made mimele from your goof, from your desire. This schnitzel, that schnitzel, right? That's not freedom. Because you're not making decisions. You're being pulled by your desires. That's not freedom. Okay? Yeah? Clear? The acharav, and afterwards, yisod hamayim, the foundation of water. Right? Hagorim, now what's a bad thing of water? Gorem avatatanugim, right? The love of physicalities, right? Chemdat moment, desire for money, avat nashim, desire for women, kina. Kina is interesting, it's considered. Kina is like jealousy, because you desire someone else's what they have. You want it, right? That's a desire, that comes from a desire. So, those are the bad things. What's the good things? What's the good things of mayim? Mayim, right? Is basically what's just as you have desire for physicality, the desire for spirituality or desire for relationships, i.e., ava, love is a good aspect. Chesed, you know, all those things. The desire not for self. All tanugim is taking of self. So the opposite of taking yourself is giving to others. All forms of giving to others is the good part of mind. That means all forms of good, of proper love. The love of the other, the giving to the other, right? Mm-hmm. Desire to connect with your creator. That all comes from mind. You with me? Yeah. So those are the things. In psychology, these things have names. They would call this the love and belonging. Yeah, there's a psychologist called William Glaser, so Ava would be love and belonging. Ruach would be freedom and, what we said, freedom and independence. And Eish would be power. Now the last one, I'm not going into details. These have details. This explains the person. These are the basic arba yisodos. The yisod ha-tachton, the lowest yisod, who yisod ha-afa, that's the foundation of earth. The toldotab atzvut, the bad aspects of it is atzvut, depression, atzlus, laziness, the yush, and giving up hope of self. Right? Now, what's the opposite of these things? Right? What's the opposite of atzvus is over? See, he's going to explain. It's simcha, is joy. Now, this is a basic, in psychology, this is called afa, is basically survival need. Because everything that you need, you grow from your afa, right? You grow from the ground, right? It's survival. Yeah. The ground is what you stand on. If you don't have ground, you're very insecure. The basic things that a person has is what his, the ground that he stands on. Yeah? Mm-hmm. The things he grows from. He grows his land, right? Everyone needs a land, a house, a place that he says is his. Children very much want their own spot in the beginning. That's the building there, Yisod Ha'afa, right? That's the first thing that comes. It comes in levels, then you go weiter. And you go with then the Ava, the relationship, the Ruach, the independence, and then power, the desire for power, power over self, really. Right? There are different levels. I'm sure in psychology it speaks about, but I'm sure it speaks about different stages in development. Right? So Alpha is the most basic. And that's the good aspect of Alpha, what will be Simcha. Right? Atzlus, instead of laziness, means not being lazy, like being more, usually not giving up self. Right? That means have a good self concept. Have a good concept of self. Right? Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? When a person has good self-concept, that means he believes in himself. When you believe in yourself, you're driven. You can do things. And when you do things, you find you'll be more expressive, you come to simcha. When a person's insecure, his concept, the land he's standing on, isn't firm. He's insecure, he doesn't know what's going to be with him. That causes him not to do things, not to express. He's nervous. He's worried about doing this, doing that, right? He's lazy because, not lazy because he's lazy, he gives up hope because he doesn't believe in himself. He's lazy because he doesn't know what, if he to do this or to do that, or he doesn't think he's going to succeed. But when a person has a good self-concept, he has good ground, he has good grounding, he's firm ground he's standing on, that good self-concept will itself bring him to simcha. It will enable him to come to joy, to come to expression yourself, to be driven in the right way. Right? Understand? That's basically how it goes. All right. We'll stop here. Next week we're going to talk mainly about Afa, okay? Because that's Simcha.